Have you been exploring your creative side in isolation? Maybe recreating museum masterpieces while using hoarded toilet paper? Oops, too bad. Someone got there first. Francesco Di Grazio recreated Caravaggio's Boy with a Basket of Fruit, only instead of fruit, he's holding rolls of toilet paper. And it all started with Anna Luce Offizier's rendition of Vermeer's Girl with a Pearl Earring on the Instagram site now called Tusen Kutzen Quarantaine, Art and Kitsch in Quarantine in Dutch. It has thousands of takes on masterpieces side by side with recreations made from household items, 261,000 followers, and Anna Luce Offizier joins us now. Anna Luce, how did this start?
It started when I got a message from my office to go work at home for a couple of weeks as there got more news outside of the coronavirus. And my housemate also had to stay at home to work. We had one day together and she said, okay, how can we make this more light, fun? She asked it in our friend's WhatsApp group and I responded with this. Yeah, it wasn't even a challenge when I posted it, of course. I just mentioned, let's recreate a painting with stuff you find lying around the house because you're in the house all day. And then I made the example of the girl with the pearl earring. And people, my friends were laughing about it because it was, of course, not a great pick, but so recognizable. And then I said, okay, well, if you guys like this and you need also something to take your mind off, please send them to me and we can laugh about each other like that. Mm. And I got a few really great ones. One from a friend who's in Australia. She did Frida Kahlo. I think Frida is really popular.
Yeah.
Especially in from like Argentina, Brazil, I get a lot of Frida Kahlos. So that's really funny. Then the Rijksmuseum, it's the, I think, the most famous museum in the Netherlands. They started to follow me on my personal account, which has like holiday pics and stuff like that. So then we thought, okay, maybe I should open up a public account.
Well, and you said you would never have named it Tusen Kutzen Quarantaine after a popular TV show.
Yeah, it's like when people find like hidden gems in their home, like a painting or something from an old box, and they take it there and they will tell you if it's worth like a million or it's just something from the flea market.
We have that too. We have a show like that too. But you say you never would have picked that name if you ever thought this was going to go global, because it's just, it's for some people hard to say. But, you know, we'll have some of the pictures at hereandnow.org. They're amazing. I mean, people holding mops to, you know, instead of a lance.
Those are my favorites.
That's your favorite?
Yeah, when people use like an household item, which is like something everyone has lying around, instead of what's in the original. That's the thing I like the most about recreations.
People seem to, there's humor here, but the poses they strike and the faces, some of them are taking it seriously.
So serious. I love it the most when people use the items, but also when they mimic the original so well. I like that people are taking the time to imitate it so perfectly.
Right. It's serious business. What are you going to do with this? You can't stop it. You've got, you've had 24,000 contributions. What do you plan on doing with this?
Some people say a traveling exhibition or exposition. That would be awesome. Mm. I'm not sure by when we're going to do stuff like that, but it would be lovely to arrange something so people can see their art in museum and just celebrate that the life is getting back to normal, whatever new normal may be, of course.
Yeah.
And other people are asking if we want to make a book out of it, which I think is really funny because it's not all beautiful pictures like you normally have in a book for your coffee table or something. I mostly like the ones who are like really homey and just not too beautified.
Yep. They're human. Well, in the meantime, we'll direct them to your Instagram.
Tussen Kunst en Quarantaine.
Okay. And also you can go to hereandnow.org to see some of the pictures. We'll hook you up. Anna Luce Offizier in Holland. Thank you so much for this respite and this opportunity for everybody. We're working on a Here and Now submission. We'll get it to you.
Oh, I would love that. Thank you so much. Really nice to meet you.